As a buyer for E.E. Martin, I dealt with my share of slime. I'd learned how to assert myself and still be pleasant and professional. My face and voice told Ramirez I was friendly. My words were more to the point. "You can release my hand so I can give you my card," I said. His smile stayed fixed in place, more amiable and inquisitive now than crazy. I gave him my card and watched him read it. "Fugitive apprehension agent," he said, obviously amused. "That's a big title for a little girl." I'd never thought of myself as little until I'd stood alongside Ramirez. I'm 5'7", and raw bone from the Mazur's good Hungarian peasant stock. Perfectly constructed for laboring in the paprika fields, pulling plows, and dropping babies out like birds' eggs. I ran and periodically starved to keep the fat off, but I still weighed in at 130. Not heavy, but not dainty either. "I'm looking for Joe Morelli. Have you seen him?" Ramirez shook his head. "I don't know Joe Morelli. I only know he shot Ziggy." He looked around at the rest of the men. "Any of you seen that guy, Morelli?" No one responded. "I've been told there was a witness to the shooting and that the witness has disappeared," I said. "Do you have any idea who that might be?" Again, no response. I pushed on. "How about Carmen Sanchez? Do you know Carmen? Did Ziggy ever speak of her?"
"You ask a lot of questions," Ramirez said.
We were standing close to the big old-fashioned windows in the front of the room, and for no reason other than instinct, I shifted my attention to the building across the street. Again, the shadowy figure in the same third-floor window. A man, I thought. I couldn't tell if he was black or white. Not that it mattered. Ramirez stroked my jacket sleeve.
"Would you like a Coke? We got a Coke machine here. I could buy you a soda."
"Thanks for the offer, but I have a busy morning, and I really should be moving along. If you spot Morelli, I'd appreciate a call."
"Most girls think it's a treat for the champ to buy them a soda."
Not this girl, I thought. This girl thought the champ was possibly missing a few marbles, and this girl didn't like the climate of the gym.